bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 13th chapter of Mark. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. Every once in a while I come across an article which makes me laugh. Last week, Fox News had such an article. It was entitled, "Scientists Have Nailed Down How and When the Earth Will Cease to Exist." The story said scientists had it all figured out. "The day is coming," they said, "when Earth will be plunged into the sun, which will slowly have transformed itself into a red giant. When that happens, everything will be vaporized." But don't get all worried. According to astronomer Robert Smith of England's University of Sussex, this won't happen for another 7.6 billion years. That's the good news. The bad news is, in about a billion years, the expanding sun will boil off our oceans and make the Earth a cinder. The story concluded that all of this can be avoided if humankind, every few thousand years or so, grabs an asteroid and uses it to nudge the Earth further away from the sun. I'm sure Dr. Smith has done a lot of calculations to come to these conclusions. Even as I applaud his predictions, I prefer to put my confidence in the Savior, who has told me to be prepared for the unknown hour of His return. Yes, I'll trust Jesus. As God's Son, He knows what He's talking about. As my Savior, He has kept every other prediction He has ever made, including the one about His rising from the dead. So, while Dr. Smith waits for the sun to come, I'll do the same. Only thing, we'll be waiting for different suns. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, because You have fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies concerning the Savior, for having kept all of Your promises, I shall put my faith in You. Send Your Holy Spirit upon all the wise men of the world, so they may also be prepared for the unknown hour of Your return. In Your name, amen.